runner. Cool. Fucks up, guys. It's DM here. And today we got something different. It's not what you're usually listening to. Obviously, we just started the podcast, but what I decided to divide up is the music reviews and other reviews will be with Hannah and Melody. But I was thinking that when it comes to actual news or shit that's actually happening, or maybe like social media, controversy, anything, sometimes we'll have them, but mainly I think it's going to be me on here. So today we're going to talk about the D'Amelios. Alright, so if you don't know who the D'Amelios are, then you've probably been living under a rock, to be honest. Most popular TikTokers on TikTok, obviously. With Charli D'Amelio ranking up over 100,000, fucking 100 million followers, which is fucking crazy. As it stands right now, 102 million followers, that's crazy. So, basically, what happened was, Charli D'Amelio was at this little dinner video with James Charles and her family and everything, and she was talking about how, oh, I wish I had more time this year so I could hit 100 million by the end of the year. And by then, she was at like 96 million followers around there. But she gained 96 million followers in 1 year and was what some people saw as complaining about it. And a lot of people thought that she was selfish and only saw her fans as a number and didn't really care about anybody else. Where I stood there, I sort of agreed with that, but at the same time, I wouldn't only see it as complaining. I also saw it as a goal, like a goal set that she made. But it's definitely not usual. I mean, like, come on. I get it. You're used to having so many people loving you and all this, but I mean, like, it's a little selfish. And a little self-centered to just be talking, oh, I want 100 million followers. Like, even James, like, was obviously getting pissed about it. But, enough about Charli D'Amelio for now. What happened with Dixie D'Amelio, her sister, older sister, they were with their personal chef in a video, and they presented Dixie D'Amelio with some snails, and of course she didn't want to eat the snails, but she ate the snails and ended up spitting it out in front of her personal chef that made it for her and said, where's the dino nuggies? Like, I want dino nuggets. Now, one, maybe she just didn't like the food, but I mean, it's sort of like I would just suck it up then, or maybe they were forcing her to have it or some shit like that, you know. But, I feel like all the controversy on the app is getting out of hand. I don't know if you've heard of him, but his name is Bandit. Bandit, blah, 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 I think, like, 300,000, I think that's, like, his numbers. But, he has Down syndrome, right? Mental illness. You understand. And people are taking him, photoshopping his head onto the officer that killed George Floyd and telling him that he killed George Floyd. Of course, because of his Down syndrome, he's scared that people will actually believe that. And when you do that to somebody that you know can't defend themselves properly, you're just a shitty person in general. And then they'll start threatening him, like, I'm gonna expose your address, I know you killed him, you killed this and that, you killed blah 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 blah. It is in one of his most recent videos, he quite literally said, responding to a DM, that if they kept on saying that, then he would kill himself. And yet you, these fucking dickheads, selfish pricks on this app, want to fucking tell him, I'm not going to stop unless you give me a shout out? That's on a whole nother level of stupid. honestly. Okay. I say that TikTok should, honestly, since it's at this point of where it can't even be a fun social media app, it's just fucking ridiculous. I feel like it should be banned, honestly. Or do something to stop other people and not ban the people who are getting criticized and canceled for stupid shit. It hurts my brain. Now, back with the D'Amelios. If you don't know who Trisha Paytas is, how the fuck do you not know who she is? Another social media influencer, very controversial, been canceled a few times, had a bunch of arguments with other people, but she started talking about the D'Amelios, saying, oh, they're selfish, this and that, tried canceling them. She is way too old for them. Charli D'Amelio was, I believe, 16 or 17? Still underage. Trisha is a middle-aged woman. And Dixie D'Amelio was 19. And so she ended up going on to H3H3's podcast, I believe. And we're talking about it. And when H3H3 told Trisha that they're just not mature enough yet, they're still learning, she said, when I was 19, I was getting candles shoved up my ass. Come on, Trish. You gotta do better. Honestly, you have to do better, or else you're just gonna be seen as some stupid person on any social media platform, okay? I swear you've dated every name in the fucking dictionary. Okay? I don't like getting pissed on this, but, I mean, it's just annoying. Honestly. And then she proceeded. This hurts my brain cells just thinking about it. She proceeded to call James Charles a child groomer for hanging out with Charli D'Amelio and mentoring her. If you don't know James Charles, once again, you were probably living under a rock, but YouTuber, social media influencer, who is openly gay. Openly gay. An adult. Openly gay. This hurts my brain, people. Oh my gosh. Another thing. This just makes me laugh about Trish. She made a video, and there was like these questions. Do you identify? Are you trans? Yes. Do you identify as your born gender? Yes. She lives for controversy. She likes it. She feeds off it. And it's ridiculous. Honestly ridiculous. Alright. Moving on from that. The boxing match between Nate Robinson and Jake Paul. To be honest, going into this fight, I knew that there was going to be some sort of knockout. And I knew that Nate Robinson was going to lose some way. Some way, somehow. Jake has more experience. Jake had more time to train. Height advantage. More powerful. More aggressive. And with Nate Robinson, he was a former basketball player. 5'9". And I feel like what Jake is doing here is he's just calling out weaker people that he'll know he'll beat. Just so he could have more wins, and just so he could boost his ego more, before he actually fights KSI. And then when that comes, then he's gonna feel invincible. And I feel like more people are gonna doubt KSI and his ability, because he's fighting these easy people. But what concerns me about it is everybody's waiting for KSI versus Jake Paul. But if Jake doesn't one more stupid act and gets his shit rocked, then it just totally deads his fight with KSI. Like, it's just done. Almost immediately after his fight, he called out Conor McGregor. Conor fucking McGregor. How are you on a level of being that dumb to call out Conor fucking McGregor? Jake, you're a YouTuber. You may have the certificate, but you're in no way, shape, or form a fucking professional boxer. You have not been doing that shit for... That's not, like, your main thing. Okay? You don't see Conor McGregor fucking making music, going on fucking Disney Channel, and having a fucking huge vlog channel. Okay? It just doesn't make sense. You can't keep on calling people out. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Okay? Conor McGregor is a UFC fighter. Fucking pro. Just because he's a UFC fighter does not mean that he cannot kick your ass in the fucking boxing ring. Okay? Because you'll easily get your shit rocked, and he has to quit that shit. It's quite literally annoying, honestly. All right. Moving on from that, we're going into our final segment. So, I don't know if you know him. Name is Perez Hilton. And so, Perez Hilton is sort of like this gossip channel. He's been doing this for years, and he's been getting a lot of hate now, but recently, for exposing other people on TikTok when it's quite literally his job. And most people don't even know him because they haven't watched him for a long time. And, he's posted some controversial stuff, but, I don't think it's enough for him to quite literally get canceled. A lot of people are canceling other people for stupid reasons. Like, you know that dude, Willy Wonka TikTok? This dude impersonates Willy Wonka, whatever. He ate a chip and spoke Spanish, and he's getting canceled for that. What? What? Come on. And then, you're gonna sit here and try to cancel somebody for speaking Spanish, and then let the other people, the child groomers, fucking Zoe Laverne, who quite literally manipulated a 13-year-old boy and made out with him, or fucking Tony Lopez manipulated a 15-year-old girl, a child, manipulated her for sex. But you're gonna sit here and cancel somebody for eating a chip and speaking Spanish? What? My brain cells have honestly gone. Like, I've lost hope for this planet. All right. That's about enough for today. I hope you guys enjoyed. And I'm sorry if I was being too loud, but I'm genuinely concerned about what's going on. Okay, because pretty soon, people are still going to be defending others when they're fucking raping. Like, at this point, TikTokers could do anything and won't get canceled. Okay? Gemini Official wasn't as popular as Tony Lopez, but they both still did the same thing together, and only Gemini got canceled. Only Gemini got banned. And then what ended up happening? Tony Lopez stays. TikTok doesn't care about other people's well-being. TikTok only fucking cares about making money. Okay? They don't care whether somebody gets raped. They don't care if somebody gets molested. They don't care if somebody gets targeted and literally told that they killed someone else. They don't care if you make fun of somebody for having autism or having Down syndrome. They don't give a shit. And then they go and cancel people for the stupidest reasons. Donald Edge, what did you do? Oh yeah, he made a fucking facial expression. I've really lost hope in this community. That's enough for today. I hope you all enjoyed. I know this isn't a usual video, but or podcast, but this is what I'm going to be doing. And then I think the schedule, once again, is going to be music reviews and other reviews with my other people on this podcast, including Hannah. All right, everybody, that's all we have time for today. And have a good night. Peace.